City officials have found no cause to evict an undocumented immigrant who's been sheltered by a church in Springfield, Massachusetts, against the wishes of the city's mayor. Inspectors from the city Thursday toured the two-bedroom apartment on the second floor of the South Congregational Church and found it to be in good condition, sanitary, with working smoke detectors and the required number of exits and entrances. With the exception of a few minor issues, the apartment where Gisela Collazo has been living with her two children for almost 2 weeks passed the health and safety inspection, according to Springfield Code Enforcement Commissioner Steve Desolettes.
Other than a couple small violations, and like I said, we have to look at the issue, make sure that is what it is that they're claiming, and we'll go from there.
The church will be notified in writing of the minor violations that include a window that would not open and a broken door lock, and have 7 days to make the repairs, according to Desolettes.
I think we'll wrap this up within a couple of days. I mean, the violations that are there are pretty minor in nature.
After members of the Springfield Interfaith Sanctuary Coalition announced on March 26 that Collazo had taken up an offer to live in the church, rather than be deported to Peru and separated from her American-born children and husband, Mayor Dominic Sarno ordered the inspection and a review of the church's tax-exempt status.
I'm not cold-hearted, and I'm a compassionate person, and I'd love to see something be able to work out for this family. But I cannot and I will not tolerate open season here in the city of Springfield. There's rules and regulations that have to be followed.
An outlier among Democratic officials in Massachusetts who support the sanctuary movement, Sarno has stated he will not stand for harboring and protecting undocumented immigrants from deportation. Following the release of the report on the church inspection, Sarno said in a statement the inspectors, quote, have done their jobs and their report speaks for itself. The city council plans to go ahead and vote Monday on a proposed order that directs city employees to not interfere with the church providing sanctuary to the woman. Council President Orlando Ramos said he believes it's important for the council to go on record in support of the church's right to shelter the woman. Six councilors at a news conference endorsed the proposed order, written by Councilor Tim Ryan, who said the city should not be trampling on the rights of freedom of religion and expression.
It's clear that the church is fulfilling its religious mission. And I don't know how the city interferes with the church's fulfillment of its mission. The dispute is between the family and the United States Immigration Authority. The city should not be involved in the dispute. And I think that's a fundamental mistake. We shouldn't be in this.
Councilors Tom Ash, Ken Shea, and Kateri Walsh have told the Springfield Republican they will vote against the proposed order because they believe it oversteps the council's legal authority. Church leaders say Collazo is welcome to stay in the apartment for as long as it takes for her to obtain legal status. Another Springfield resident, Lucio Perez, has been living for 6 months now inside an Amherst church as he fights deportation to Guatemala. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.